News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. We are expecting a chance of scattered showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies with temperatures in the lower 70s. It's 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. President Obama says his administration is working to confront the challenges combat veterans face when they return home to the United States. He spoke during yesterday's Disabled American Veterans National Convention. Obama highlighted advancements in mental health treatment and says his administration is committed to reducing the backlog of claims at the VA. U.S. embassies and consulates across the Muslim world will reopen today, with the exception of the embassy in Yemen. The facilities were closed this past week over concerns about an Al-Qaeda plot. Germany, France, and Britain also closed embassies in the region. The U.S. consulate in Lahore, Pakistan, will also remain closed after another threat was reported on Thursday. Police in Portage County say a Washera County man is dead following a single vehicle rollover on I-39 early Saturday morning. He's 34-year-old Refugio Garcia. He was southbound on the freeway when he went into the median and overturned his vehicle. He was then ejected. Garcia was consuming alcohol and had not been wearing a seatbelt. In sports, the Brewers were 10-2 winners over the Mariners yesterday. They'll have Game 3 of their series this afternoon. We'll have pregame for you here on WSAU at 2:35. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting a chance of scattered showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high near 73. A slight chance of showers through the overnight with a low around 57. A chance of showers and storms again on Monday with a high near 76. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 72. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.